Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts, I go now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC, nothing.
Hey, Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
To another session of Sanity, right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always, pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the conversation. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. All right, a lot of little clips I want to play. Because, again, what's going on our college campuses is more than... more than a sin. It's more than crazy. No kidding. And the stuff that they're feeding these kids, the stuff that they're teaching these kids, it's going to take you parents decades to get it out of them. That's provided you really want to do the right thing by your kids. That's provided you want your little young adult growing up to truly be a valuable member of society. Not one that sponges off it because he or she believes, or them or they believe, that you've got, that they're owed something. Because I don't think we owe them anything. Absolutely nothing. I mean, how do these kids who've never really had to do much of anything in their lives, mommy's wiped their butt most of the time, so they really haven't gotten involved in anything, and yet they want to tell you what's right via the government. What is the right thing to do? I wouldn't listen to them. They're told, they're patted on the head, told how smart they are, how brilliant they are, and how we should pay attention to them. I don't know why yet, but I guess we're supposed to. What do they offer? What have they won? What have they done? You parents and others, you've raised these little monsters who truly, truly, truly believe that they are the catch-all, be-all, end-all of life. And then when they get out there to get into a classroom, to get into a situation, all of a sudden they actually perceive themselves to know more than anybody else. I mean, is that okay? Are you guys okay with that? I mean, then you get people, oh God, I knew I was going to go down this road. You got people like Kamala Harris. I mean, this woman graduated from some college somewhere. Right? I would imagine she went to school. She could be AG in California, which doesn't say much about Californians. Think about it. They actually voted for somebody they couldn't stand. At least that's what we're told. That's why I don't believe it. Right? Anybody, you know what I'm getting here, right? They hated her here in California. She didn't have a good reputation. And now they want you to believe that she was voted for as VP. No way, no how. Let's take a listen to something she just said, which I just find is amazing. Right? I'm talking about the Roe versus Wade situation. Here, let's see. Come on, come on, come on. You can do it.
Well, we say, how dare they?
How dare they?
How dare they tell a woman what she can do and cannot do with her own body? name?
Didn't Greta Thunberg use this? Speech to say.
How dare they try to stop her from determining her own future? How dare they try to deny women their rights? Law against women.
Deny their right to kill another human being. Is that what we're talking about? I mean, is that what, really what we're throwing around? You know, how dare you tell us what to do with our kids? How dare you, your party, not ours, your party, how dare you tell us what our kids can and can't read, what they should read, what they shouldn't, when they should be exposed to sex, right, sexual orientation? How dare you do that with our kids? How dare you tell our kids what's morally right, what's morally wrong? How dare you tell our kids what religion they can practice and which ones they can't? You're doing all of this. You're a hypocrite. And if you're a Democrat that buys into what she's saying, at that shallow, how dare you tell us what to do with our bodies? Yeah, how dare you? Tell me what I have to inject into my body. How dare you? How dare you tell me that I have to wear a mask and cut the oxygen intake to my body? How dare you? I mean, I always talk about the education system as one you're forced to go to no matter what condition it's in. You are forced to, as a matter of fact, you can get in legal trouble and go to jail if you don't send your kids to some kind of education system. Usually a government-run one that is not in very good shape. But hey, they know better than you. And how dare you question them? How dare you question anything about them when it comes to training up your child? Actually, and honestly, what you're supposed to be doing. Right? And now you're watching, again. They're going to tell us what to do by what? Throwing a fit? Having protests? Burning, I can't wait. Burning down police stations, buildings, hitting cops in the head with frozen water bottles. You watch. So let me tell you what kind of fear they're pushing out there, too. They're now basically saying that if they overturn Roe versus Wade, what's going to keep these people from overturning same-sex marriage? Think about that for a stretch. We'll talk about that when we do the side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, This is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Yes, we're here. Well, I'm here. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855. Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Really good, really do appreciate the time you're spending with me. Here on the air, in the chat room, and texting and tweeting and what have you. All right. Man, there's so much going on. Hard to keep up with. The anti-abortion group, Susan B. Anthony List. It's pouring over $72 million into the 2022 midterm elections. It will only support candidates who support abortion rights. I will only support candidates who support life. How's that? Not that you care. I don't have $72 million to pour into this. But if I did, you bet your buns I'd do it in a heartbeat. I'd double it. This is just nuts. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do want you involved. I want you engaged. I want you paying attention. But, man, you got to do something.
more than slamming on a keyboard on Facebook or Twitter or any one of those for that matter. All right? Anyway, okay, yeah, still a lot of good stuff, right? And I was talking a minute ago about the abortion. This abortion draft that's running around now. Somebody in the gay community grabbed it and said, oh my God, what about same-sex marriages? Right? And many legal experts are already debating whether there's a right for two men to marry, two women to marry, in the Constitution, and whether or not that should be overturned. But when we said it, when we said, first you're going to do gay rights, same-sex marriage, then you're going to start forcing churches and businesses and other things to actually be involved, you know, Christian businesses. We were poo-pooed. We were told it wouldn't happen. Yeah, I feel much better now, right? It did happen. It does happen. Right? I mean, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. We saw it. We saw it happen with the bakers, the photographers. Soon it's going to happen with the churches and the pastors. Right? Because what's going to happen is, as it goes on, if you refuse to do the, hate speech, what's hate speech going to be? When somebody reads out of the Bible? You had that issue in New Jersey until it was smacked around, where it was considered hate speech, even if you read it in a sermon on a Sunday out of the Bible. So that flies right in the face of freedom of religion. Not hate speech because you don't like it. Not hate speech because you don't agree with it. Right? Now, the Washington Post, funny how they came out with this one. The Washington Post says that the majority of Americans say that the Supreme Court should uphold the abortion, Roe versus Wade. It's not true, though. No, I don't have the numbers in front of me. I'll try to pull them up before the next segment. But I remember recently doing a story about how the majority of Americans feel, first and foremost, in the first trimester, sure, if the mother's, if it's a real issue. But not in the second or third. And especially the third, they said no way, no how, unless the mom's ready to die. See, you can't say in the third trimester you can have an abortion for, incest or whatever. Wouldn't you know that in the first? Wouldn't you know what it was all about in the first trimester? Wouldn't you know what it was all about before the kid had fingers, toes, hands, nostrils, the whole nine yards? Once you get in the second and third trimester now, you've got arms, elbows, hips, legs, toes, fingernails, toenails. You got all of that. And I'm not going to stop talking about it for what it is. You do. You rip the body apart. You suck out the brains because you have to squelch the brain cavity small enough to get it out of the vaginal canal. Oh, I'm sorry. We can't talk about science? That is science, is it not? Isn't that what they do? For real? It's really funny how we're not supposed to be able to talk about it. We can't talk about any of this stuff. Why? Because we're men. We have no uteruses. But seriously, as I push down, as I go through like Twitter and some of these others, it is all about Roe versus Wade. Like it's the only thing going on today. Right? And I find it interesting. Let's switch over to the January 6th panel. They're issuing more subpoenas. They're, having more conversation. But what's really interesting is notice that the only ones they're issuing subpoenas on are Republicans, Republican legislators. Don't you find that interesting at all? Haven't we seen more and more and more some of the truth on what went on that day? Why aren't they issuing subpoenas for information from Pelosi? I realize they wouldn't dare do that, but why wouldn't they? Right?
855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Former NYPD officer Thomas Webster has been found guilty in the January 6th police assault trial. Again, what about the Dems? What about those people smashing windows? We have pictures of them. We can see their faces. We know who they are. Don't tell me we don't know who they are. We know exactly who they are. Don't play that game. Why aren't we looking for them? Why aren't they going to jail? Well, you know the answer to these. I'm just throwing it out there. I mean, seriously. The other thing, I saw pictures of Pelosi. I guess she made a visit over to Ukraine, to Kyiv. Is this really the job of Congress? I thought the president's job was foreign affairs, foreign policy. Right? I mean, if he wants money, if the president Zelensky wants money, he can come here and ask for it. I mean, I just find this interesting. Anyway, you can find out more at joemessina.com, joemessina.com. I've got, when we come back, I love this guy. I can't get enough of him sometimes. Mark Dice. He's been reaching out again. And the common sense, this is why I say to you, education, we have failed miserably. We really have. And you'll hear how in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip, or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculous low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Two members of Congress visited Ukraine. Representative Victoria Spartz of Indiana and Tim Walberg of Michigan visited the front lines in Kyiv. Walberg told Newsmax on Tuesday that Ukraine is winning the war against Russia.
And we believe, as we came away from that, that not only can Ukraine win this war, but they are winning it at present time. They are using the resources that the West, including the United States, has given to them. I'm certainly supportive of what the president has offered. offering now an additional aid. And I just hope that he's willing to push his leadership to make it a bipartisan bill, to not load it with anything except what's for Ukraine.
A record-setting 4.5 million Americans quit their jobs in March, according to data released Tuesday from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. In addition, the data showed 11.5 million jobs available. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. We get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. And the way you do that is you get informed. I know some of you get on my case for repeating myself, but you ever watch Sesame Street? What do they do? What do they have to do? I'm sorry. There is a reality here. If you're not paying attention, you're not taking notes, you're not really caring, then yeah, I got to keep saying it until it gets through some of the skulls of some. Anyway, let me get to this. So, Mark Tice goes out to the, not just to the beaches of the malls of California. And he doesn't just talk to the real wacks. People think he chooses the worst of the worst of the worst. It's not true. I mean, listen, if you've ever been to California and been out on the beaches, you know you don't have to try hard. You know what I'm saying? Even on the college campuses, you just don't have to try hard. So he goes out there and talks, and it's almost always simple, common sense questions, not requiring a whole bunch of brain power to make happen. And yet, it's always a challenge. I love it. It's always a challenge to get these people to answer. I mean, simple questions like the stars on the flag. What do they represent? What are they from? What are they for? But these people can't do it. It's astounding. So let's play a little bit from him. Because I think you'll enjoy it. We need a little giggle at this point in time. You know what I mean? And here, let's see. Because, every time I hit it, never works the first time. You already know that. Some of you, though. Here we go. Try this one.
Tower located.
I don't know.
What country is Mount Rushmore located in?
I don't know.
Are you an American?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to have to revoke your citizenship.
Okay.
Where is Trump Tower located?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know.
Where's Donald Trump from? Where does he live?
I don't know where he lives.
Just generally, where does he live?
I have no idea.
If you could tell Donald Trump something about your tampons, what would you say to him?
They're definitely a necessity. They're not something that needs to be banned at all.
I don't know for sure, but I don't think he would use an executive order to ban tampons, because one, that just sounds preposterous to me, because they're kind of a necessity. They're not a luxury at all. And I can tell you that from many, many years of experience, that there's nothing luxurious about having your period and needing to use a tampon.
You might have seen the Donald Trump kids are big hunters. They go on these trips just for fun and kill these poor animals. So now, just getting people's reactions to Donald Trump's kids now killing the Triceratops in Africa on hunting expedition.
Okay, so honestly, my opinion is, they're just getting away with a lot for the simple fact that they're Donald Trump's children.
Would an ordinary person be able to get away with killing a Triceratops, or is the Donald Trump's kids just being able to get away with that because they're Donald Trump's kids?
I think they're getting away.
These people vote. This is I'm only playing parts of this because these people vote, right? They perceive themselves. Oh my God. They perceive themselves to be so smart. This is proof positive. These aren't a couple. He does this on a regular basis, and there's a lot of kids, a lot of young people, even some older ones, out there like this. Triceratops? Are we for real? She's concerned and mad, or they're mad, concerned, whatever, because Donald Trump's kids are killing extinct animals? I'm so confused. All right, come on, we have some more fun with this. I need a few minutes.
Away with it, because they're Donald Trump's kids, and I think anybody else would just get in trouble, and they're, honestly, just, I don't know,
with
jail
animal,
time.
Animal rights activists.
Yeah, they'll pay a fine for it, and they'll serve their time in jail, and...
For killing the Triceratops. I think it's an endangered species in some countries, so it makes it even worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I agree.
All right, thank you very much. We want to know how many stars are on this flag.
51. All right.
What do the stars represent?
They represent... Let's see, is it the...
You can't, don't physically count, it's like a quiz.
It's something about the states, right? All right.
Something about the states.
Each state?
But there's not 51 of them. And you paid for the registration.
You guys are making me look stupid.
How many states are there? What's the last book you read?
I don't read books, man. I'm pretty stupid.
Well, thanks for demonstrating that. It's all over social media. You probably saw Princess Diana passed away this morning over in London, and we're just getting people's comments on the loss that they're facing. Died of a heart attack.
Wow, that's gnarly.
Princess Diana gone at the age of 35.
I can't take it anymore. I can't. These are not... I've seen the full clips of some of these. These are not the worst of the worst of the worst. Okay? I know you'd like to believe it is, but it's not. So I love it. I love when this stuff comes out. And you hear this, and tell me how great our education system is. Tell me how smart our young people are, how much they know. No, really, I'm trying to understand. I want to make sure that they're getting everything. These kids are getting everything they need. If they need more money for education, hey, let's get it to them, right? Yeah, no, that's not going to work. It's just getting worse and worse. Anyway, I love this one, too. This is... California wants to be the state. They want to be the sanctuary state, pretty much for everything. For illegal immigration, for abortion. Anything that people don't want in big numbers, they're for. It's infuriating. Now, we already have some of the most expansive abortion protections in the country. You can get away with just about anything here. You know, buy an abortion pill in a vending machine. That's right, at college campuses. Lawmakers vows to go a little further, though, earlier this week by becoming one of the first guarantee a right to an abortion in a state constitution. They want to make a constitutional amendment to guarantee an abortion. You know what's really funny about this? How far we've come? No, in all reality, how far we've come. That they want to make it a constitutional right, where earlier, I go back and read them for if you want to. Really, earlier, I read all the states where it was illegal in the very early days. Abortion's not new. Not a new issue, not a new problem. The difference was because it wasn't really medical. It wasn't really overseen. That women were dying from, you know, performing self-abortions, if you would. And that's not right either. We don't want them dying. So, you know, lawmakers vowed to go further in terms of becoming the first guarantee, what is this, right to an abortion. Now, California already uses taxpayer money to pay for abortions through its Medicaid program. It requires private insurance companies to cover abortions while stopping them from charging things like copays and deductibles. Everybody else has a copay. Everybody else has a deductible. That's except if you want an abortion. So I wonder why we can't. Seriously, think about this. Why can't we sue for equal rights? I mean, if the reason behind this is that, now this is their words, not mine, that people in the lower socioeconomic rung can't afford to even pay the deductible, which shouldn't stop them from getting an abortion, right? Then what about those people who can't afford to have their teeth capped, teeth fixed? What about the people who can't afford to have their kidney transplant? What about people who can't afford to take care of their, I don't know, nose issue, teeth issue? Well, why don't we pay for theirs? I'm not trying to give them any ideas. Believe me, they already have this stuff lined up in their head. But why can't we pay for those? In California, that is. So at least 26 states are likely to outlaw abortions. That's according to an institute, local institute, an abortion rights advocacy group. While California won't be one of them, the possibility has prompted Democrats to double down on their pledge to make abortion a sanctuary state. Make California a sanctuary state. Anyway, we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door.
And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855. 732-5563. As I say, get involved, get engaged, right? And just be part of it. And the only way you do that is you got to get informed, right? Anyway, always appreciate the time you spend with me. Always appreciate the time that you're with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. Seriously. All right. Somebody just sent me this. I think it's great. I really do. And I love the fact that you guys listen and you jump on stuff pretty quick. I just had it on my screen. What the heck did I do with it? Oh, there it is. Just a new poll shows that just over half of Americans favor banning abortions after 15 weeks. Hello? Didn't we hear an overwhelming majority of people agree with abortion? Didn't we just hear that? It's just amazing to me. While more than 6 in 10 registered voters continue to believe the U.S. Supreme Court should uphold Roe v. Wade, latest Fox poll also finds that over half favor banning abortions after 15 weeks. So this shows you, come on, think about this. This shows you that people don't really understand what's in Roe v. Wade. They think it's just a right for a woman to have an abortion, period. And who, my God, who would ever abort a baby after 15 weeks? Who would ever abort? I mean, I'd go through this whole thing with them. They don't understand it. It's the ignorance of our peoples with killing us. Right? That's really what it is. Total ignorance. The new national poll was completed shortly before Monday night's leak. At issue for the Supreme Court, it was the Mississippi law that would have banned abortions except in certain cases after 15 weeks. Now, if Roe v. Wade is overturned, it will be a hand grenade in the middle of an already political hot potato, right? Political environment. Democrat pollster Chris Anderson, whose company Beacon Research conducts news polls for Fox. I like this. It's a Democrat pollster, right? Just let this sink in for a second. That conduct Fox's news surveys. I should say a lot. Anyway, there are so many potential repercussions here. They don't know how this is going to play out in the midterms. I got news for you. I don't think it's going to hurt the Republicans at all. Right? Seriously. They keep doing this stupid stuff, and I wouldn't let them rest their laurels on this one. I would pound away at them. Wisconsin lawmakers right now are being pummeled by their own people for calling women birthing bodies. Let that sink in. They won't even call you women anymore. Yet anybody can be a woman. When that's how they would, I'm telling you, man, if I had talked about this stuff 20 years ago, you would have thought I'd been taking too many hits of LSD. You know that's true. When asked how they would feel if such a law was passed in their state, just over half of the voters favored, 54%, while 41% are opposed. Voters were also asked how they felt about similar bans with medical exceptions on abortion after 6 weeks, which is the new standard in Texas. Voters split on this policy, 50 in favor of and 46 opposed for the ban. All right? So people are realizing that, and you see this, as you go up in week 6, 15, and so forth, so on, 22, people in favor of an abortion ban rise. So we do have some people understanding now that this is a life, this is a person. The 9-week difference in Mississippi and Texas law appear consequential to voters. Some key groups like independents, suburban women, and moms are more likely to support a 15-week ban over a 6-week one. And it jumps tremendously. And Hispanic voters who worship regularly, for some... Now listen to this. Listen to this. This is how scary this is. And it's not because they're Hispanic. I would say this about any group. Hispanic voters, or those who worship regularly, are less likely to vote for the ban. You Christian pastors, you need to wake up. Not get woke, you need to wake up. You need to do your own study. You need to decide what the Word of God says about this kind of stuff and start teaching it to your congregation without worrying about losing money or people. God forbid you become a pastor of 1,000 instead of 5,000 because you're speaking against these social justice warriors. There is no such thing as social justice in the Bible. You can't find it. On average, more than, did I screw this up? Probably. Overall sentiments of Roe have held mostly steady since 2018. When a poll was taken, the question was asked, on average, more than 60%, between 57 and 65, say that the case should remain the law of the land. The new poll finds that 27% think the case should be overturned. All right? Now, again, I say to you, you can't have such a divergence in opinions without, so many say that they don't want an abortion after 15 weeks. However, they would let Roe v. Wade stand. How? How do you do that? You mean Roe v. Wade in its current state? Roe v. Wade pared down to 15 weeks? Because, you know, the original ruling was not, almost never, in the third trimester. Almost never, unless the mom's life was in danger. Now, you want it, without a law in place, you want to ignore that, and it has been ignored. Nobody's adhered to it. It was a free-for-all, just like many conservatives at the time said it would be. This is where you've got to think through these polls. And it shows you that they don't really know what they're voting or asking or talking about. Well, there are partisan differences. Democrats by 61 points, independents by 41, and Republicans by 13 agree Roe should stand. Notice that. Democrats say said 61 say should stand, independents at 41, Republicans at 13. Right? Over 44% think abortion should be legal. Over 44% think abortion should be legal. 27% think it should be legal most of the time. And, oh, sure. Come on, stop it. And 17% say some of the time. I mean, this stuff, again, the reason the numbers are in my mind, my feeble little mind, the reason these numbers were all over the place is because people really don't understand what this is all about. They really don't get it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. My question for you at this point is, do you really believe in any way, shape, manner, or form, do you really believe that they will find who leaked that? I'm just asking. Right? Because, frankly and honestly, hopefully I get taken to task for this. Hopefully I'm wrong. And I don't think they will. And if they do, who's going to fall on the sword? Who's going to say it was them or whatever, whatever, whatever? Billionaire Rick Caruso was seeking to be the Los Angeles mayor. He's facing criticism from Planned Parenthood and the past contributions of Republican lawmakers. And somehow, it leaked right after Roe versus Wade, the was released here. Just amazing, isn't it? In a two-page letter released Tuesday, Planned Parenthood asked Caruso to explain his almost $1 million he gave to lawmakers, including top Republican Congress leaders like Mitch McConnell, Kevin McCarthy, as well as former presidential candidate John Kasich. She went on to say, "You suppose some of the strongest enemies to reproductive rights in the country," the group said. "You've used your wealth and influence to support." My God. Why aren't we doing the same thing? Why are we calling out these companies that are so pro-abortion and they just don't care? Why aren't we doing that? I'm just curious. Why? This is where I've always said to you, we play by the Marcus of Queensbury rules, and we shouldn't. We should be playing guerrilla warfare like they do. We should be putting pressure on these people, these companies, to no end and not let it go, not give up on it. In all seriousness, shortly after the report was published, Caruso, known to be a devout Catholic, tweeted that he's pro-choice and that he profoundly disagrees with the draft opinion. Probably doesn't even know what's in it. If it becomes final, the justices of the majority will have taken away the rights of millions of people in this country and put lives in jeopardy. Why? Why? I don't want to hear from Planned Parenthood how many people die from this, because I want to know how many people die having an abortion. How many people died after the abortion? I'm telling you, go watch Gosnell, the movie. Then go watch Unplanned. This will wake you up. You think you got all the answers. You think you have all the information. But you don't. So, I'm your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. Write it down for next time. God bless. Hey, got a surprise for you tomorrow night. So don't miss the show.